Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
All right. And we now have a guest in the studio.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I know. Now that we've been getting done with all that tax talk and classes and everything else, now we have something more interesting to talk about.
That's right. And just full disclosure, this is my boss.
Yes, so, but he's not here to talk about
work.
No,
he's not here about work. No, that's right.
Yeah, so, would you like to say who your boss is, or do we want to have people guessing?
No. I'm happy to have you here, Andy McDonough. And Andy, you are what, EVP, right?
I'm a SVP.
SVP.
At Home Street Bank. Mm-hmm. I lead over a couple of regions, the South Puget Sound and the Northern California regions of our single family lending division.
All right. But that's not what we're talking about today.
No.
So we're glad you're here. Thank you very much, Andy, for making the time.
Yeah, but we don't want to talk about banking today.
No. Beautiful. Every once in a while, we need some fun stuff to talk about.
Maybe just a little bit.
Because
Andy, you and
well, we're
I
doing
go,
another show with him, though.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That. Just saying.
We'll get there. But you and I go way back. So tell us a little
did
bit
Did you know
about,
him when he had hair?
I don't think so.
You did, too. You did, too.
You hate when I ask these questions.
I met Eric in 2001 when we worked together at Washington Mutual.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, I met him in 2003, so I know he didn't have that much hair then.
You're so special. Yeah, both of you.
I know.
Thank you so much.
I know you love me. Yeah. That's why you do all this stuff with me all the time.
That's right. No, Andy, Reba met me when I was teaching a class on speaking of dirtbags.
How not to get screwed.
How nasty the home loan business was back at that time.
Yeah. I think you actually had it named How Not to Be Screwed by a Lender or something like that, which I was like, I am going to that class.
To the point. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we were right.
Yeah.
Although it's so much better now. But
well, Andy, I always joke that he's my... what do I call you? My canary in the loan mine. Every time I see him change companies, like if he ever leaves Home Street, I'm going to be looking at you.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm going to be calling you up going, what the heck just happened? What happened?
I don't think we have to worry about
that. No, okay, good. No, I'm happy to hear that.
Knock on wood, right?
Yeah.
That's right. But how long have you been in banking, Andy?
I started in the business in 97. Back in Minneapolis after wrapping up my time at the University of Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And then migrated here in 98 Seattle.
Nice.
Right. And I know, even prior to Washington Mutual, was it Ameriquest?
That's right. That's where I started in the business. And every time I was about to quit, it seemed that I got a promotion.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, as I moved up the ladder there, I got exposed to some of the shenanigans that some of these people in our business were doing back
Well,
then.
Ameriquest, yeah.
And, although I took care of customers and really enjoyed teaching people the business and how to help our customers.
Right, yeah. That what's supposed to be the point.
Well, that is the point. For most of us that are in this business
today. Right.
Absolutely.
But it wasn't always the case, and there weren't a lot of rules around this.
No, there were not.
Back then, and, you know.
There were very few.
When you tell a kid... can sell a higher rate or have a prepayment penalty on a loan, and that will have a direct impact on his take-home pay. They can't see through all of the other details about what they're doing for a customer, whether they're helping or hurting.
Yeah, there's definitely becoming, or there is an ethical conundrum that gets put in there. Yeah, which is why the rules have all changed and the compensation structures have changed. So, listeners, we just want to make sure you understand that. We're talking about the past.
It's so much
talking about
now.
The past.
So much better.
There's been some good cleansing in this industry for sure.
Yes.
Which I'm happy about.
Well, we always joke. I know we're going to be talking about a movie with you today, but the movie The Big Short, I watched that with my mom, who happens to work in the real estate industry, and I felt like I was like having PTSD watching that. And it was just like, oh that's right, oh my god, I forgot about that.
Definitely some cringeworthy moments in that film.
Massively cringeworthy. Which is why I appreciated Eric's class way back when, because having come from the tech industry and professional, you know, sales into this industry, and then seeing the lack of those skills within what you would assume would be there, you know, in this type of field, it was an eye opener. And when I saw his class named like How Not to Get Screwed by a Lender or whatever it was at the time, I thought, okay, that's the guy I got to go hang out with, because I'm known for my brutal honesty. You're very upfront about all of the information people need to have, even when they don't like hearing what you're saying. I mean, I just had a conversation the other day with somebody who I'll probably be taking their listing on, and I was explaining price points and appraisal and consumer activity and consumer selling patterns and all these other things and why that mattered and how we picked their pricing. And they're like, why didn't this other lady do any of that? And I went, because there's not a required skill set to get in the industry.
That's right.
And whether or not someone becomes a student of their industry is entirely up to the individual, and you have to know how to interview them. But unfortunately, there's not a lot of tools on how to do that. Now, we have things like that that we teach in our classes, but it's not always easy for the consumer to find some of those things online.
No,
yeah,
absolutely.
Anyway. That's great, you guys. I believe that the good people in this business appreciate that responsibility and embrace it, because at the end of the day, we have an opportunity to help people.
Exactly. And transform their lives.
Yep.
Honestly, the experience they have and the transformation that it has within their world, it's incredible. Yep. I mean, there's a reason why people still want to own and have real estate, you know, whether it's for investment or for just, you know, their home. It does transform their lives. So it's a big deal and a big responsibility.
We're the stewards of that.
Yes. So let's try and avoid dirt bags, but let's talk about dirt bags.
Let's talk about that, because somewhere along the line, you got into producing film.
Yeah. How the heck did that happen?
Well, it's actually, I don't know. I think it's a good story. Back when the Great Recession hit us, 2009, 10-ish, 8 even, my wife and I met in the business, and she was still in the business, and you know, all our eggs were in this real estate basket.
Mm-hmm.
And when faced with a shrinking volume of income and opportunity in our business, we both were like, gosh, we don't even have a plan B or C. And what would we do if we weren't doing this today?
Yeah.
It was a difficult time for everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
At that point, my wife decided, you know what, if I could do anything, I want to become a photographer. And so today she is the photographer for Danny McDonough Photography.
She's fantastic work, too.
Oh.
Really,
and
really good.
She's really, I should talk to her. I have a book I'm writing. And what kind of photography does she do?
She does some weddings, some events. She does headshots. She does Christmas stuff, family portraits, just, you know, pretty much.
Can she do a dog?
Absolutely. She just did something in West Seattle at the, I think it's the Windermere office, where they had a day where they brought in everybody's pets.
Oh, boo hiss. Like, come on, that's my competition.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe you
can
do
something
similar, because everybody.
Well, no,
because
we're doing two things coming up. So I do want to talk to her. I'll get her info after the show, or you can say it on air if you want.
Sure.
But we're going to be doing a contest, because I have a bunch of dog bandanas with my logo on it. And we're doing, in first quarter of 2019, we're doing a big contest and fund and food raising event for Seattle Humane, which I always every year donate quite a bit to. And we get people engaged in that. So that's going to be part of it. However, I'm also writing a book right now. I'm writing a business book that's built on these business tenets that my dog just solidifies for me every day. And so I'm in the process of working with one of my past clients on building the structure of that book, and it's going to highlight Rusty. And so I'm going to need somebody to take the photos for us for that. We'll have to talk about that.
She's a bright light when it comes to anything that potentially people could be uncomfortable or anxious.
Yeah, wonderful.
Makes them feel really comfortable, and especially with animals.
Awesome.
I mean, everybody just walks out smiling and in such a great
mood. That's good, because Eric has occasionally pet sit for me, and he's not always smiling when it comes to Rusty.
Yeah. Rusty's special.
He's really special.
I'm thinking, what a wonderful dog when I'm running down the street at 3:30 in the morning and he's
just needed to grab a greenie and shout outside, Russ. Greeny.
Well, now I know that.
Now he'll come back.
Yeah.
Speaking of a beacon of light, that's the
all my
greenies
neighbors
that from
like,
my dog.
What is with this guy? He's running down the road going, greeny, greeny.
They'd prefer that over the barking dog, trust me.
That's true.
So, yes.
Well, as long
anyway.
As you get the spelling right, it's simply DannyMcDonoughPhotography.com and DannyMcDonough@gmail.com.
Danny spelled D-A-N-I?
D-A-N-I.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic.
D-O-N-O-U-G-H.
All right. There you go. All right. So let's get back to dirt bag.
Yeah.
Because we only have the rest of this segment and one more segment to go. And I want to know more about. Okay. So you guys decided photography, but then that led to film?
Photography for Danny. And I decided that I wanted to start writing again. Mm-hmm. And that quickly led into film.
Okay.
I come from a little bit more creative background, finished up with cultural anthropology.
And oh, interesting.
Ended up in lending.
Yeah.
Well, there is a lot of cultural anthropology inside of this world.
Well, getting to know what makes people think and talk and believe the things that they do, be the way they are, it really does help.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like you guys said, asking questions, probing questions.
Absolutely.
About what's important to them. But so ultimately, back to Dirtbag, we ended up getting into some documentary filmmaking. I teamed up with some local filmmakers, Jason Reed, Adam Brown, and Darren Lund is our core group. Those guys were fresh off the heels of Sonicsgate, A Requiem for a Team, which was basically the story about how the Sonics got stolen.
Right.
And how we were all lied to.
Shipped off to Oklahoma.
From important people in this town. Mm-hmm. And so if you haven't seen
maybe something
that,
to do with the coffee industry, possibly.
What's that?
Maybe something to do with coffee. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe something to do with coffee, not that far away from where we're sitting today. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there were other people involved. And to this day, those guys, and I do my best, but there's like an active protest. So, you know, you choose different coffee for this reason alone. There are such huge Sonics fans, and there was manipulation in play. But anyway, that's for another story.
Okay. This does sound deep.
Yep. There's some political stuff. There's some social, you know, elements involved in the projects that we do. But the first project that I teamed up with these guys was called K2 Siren of the Himalayas.
Okay.
And K2 is, you know, a very nasty mountain.
Oh, it is. I've had friends who've climbed it.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a climber. Basically, for the decade of 2000 to 2010, we would always go on trips, two or three trips a year, either local trips or Mexico or Denali. And ultimately, you know, there was a passion that we all shared for this outdoor adventure stuff. And one of our mutual friends, Dave Olson, did a trip to K2 in 2009. And so he basically had all this footage from everybody that was on the climb and had this idea, but it just wasn't getting any legs. It wasn't getting off the ground like a lot of these ideas do.
Mm-hmm.
And through a friend of a friend, I met Jason and Dave and the rest of the team. And we just sat down for a week and hashed out all these ideas and details. And we formed an LLC and
Let's get into that as we get into our final segment of the show. And again, we have Andy McDonough from Dirtbag the Movie.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.